The NRA shooting range is tucked away in a leafy suburban corner of Fairfax County, just outside the Beltway. It's an area represented by Senate Minority Leader Dick Saslaw and Democratic Delegate Mark Keim, not exactly friendly lawmakers to the NRA's cause. One of the potential reforms they'll consider in the upcoming special session is a ban on silencers. The NRA calls them suppressors.
We use suppressor because we feel like it better captures what the device actually does.
That's Josh Savani, Director of Research and Information at the NRA.
It reduces it to a level that doesn't necessarily instantly damage your hearing.
To make that point, he offered a demonstration at the NRA gun range. Here's the sound of the type of pistol used in the Virginia Beach shooting without a silencer. And here's that same gun with a silencer. Silencers or suppressors or mufflers or whatever you want to call them, Savani says they're important hardware in urban areas like Fairfax County.
So shooting ranges can operate in a way that's more neighborly and it can cause less disturbance.
Democrats want disturbance. They want universal background checks. They want to ban assault rifles. They want a law allowing judges to confiscate weapons of people who raise red flags. The NRA opposes all of that.
We need to look at real solutions and not these opportunistic gun grabs that we're seeing from Governor Northam.
That's Catherine Mortensen. She does communications for the NRA. I asked her, in this upcoming General Assembly session, is there any kind of reform that you would like to see come out of this special session? Any at all?
I can't really speak to what we're asking for. All I know is we are standing firm to protect the gun rights of law-abiding Virginians.
So that's a no reform that you'd like to see coming out of this upcoming special session?
Like I said, Michael, I would have to talk to my bosses to see what we have in mind.
A written statement issued later says the NRA's only agenda for the upcoming special session is to protect the Second Amendment. Democrats are eager to hit the campaign trail and campaign on this issue. Here's Senate Minority Leader Dick Saslaw on what he would do if he became majority leader.
I think we can finally get through some of these bills that bring some sense to our gun laws, which right now you can get a gun in Virginia if you can fog up a mirror.
One effort that is receiving some Republican support is a bill offered by Republican delegate David Yancey of Newport News. He's the delegate whose last re-election was so tight they had to draw a name out of a bowl. He wants to allow judges to cut sentences for defendants who share information about gun runners and drug smugglers. I'm Michael Pope.